everyone, and welcome to a special episode of Defense Deconstructed on the CGAI Podcast Network. I'm your host and Vice President of the Canadian Global Affairs Institute, Dave Perry. On today's show, which we're recording June 26, 2020, we're going to be talking with our CGAI WIDS Fellow, Kristen Cienke. Kristen received this year's Professional Development Fellowship that we run in conjunction with WIDS, which is designed to promote the career development of young female scholars working in the defense and security field. Kristen is currently a PhD candidate in global governance at the Vassili School of International Affairs in combination with Wilfrid Laurier University. Kristen, welcome to Defense Deconstructed.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
So you're this year's recipient of the joint fellowship that we have with Women in Defense and Security. And so as part of that, what we try and do is take all of the fellows that have come through that program and give them an opportunity to talk about some of the research and who they are and what they are doing. So can you start off the conversation today just telling folks about who you are and what you're doing and how you ended up doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a PhD candidate in global governance at the Vassili School of International Affairs, which is in Waterloo. And it's a joint program between the University of Waterloo and Wilfrid Laurier University. I did my Master's of Applied Politics also through Wilfrid Laurier University. And I have a Master's of Anthropology through Trent and an undergrad in Anthropology through U of T.
So how did you end up switching from anthropology into international relations and, I guess, political science?
So it's not as complicated as one would think. My interest originally in anthropology was just about the dynamics between people, their relationships, you know, how they navigate problems, you know, within their own groups. And that sort of translated on a larger scale through my master's of applied politics, so in political science, and then to my PhD in global governance on a much larger, much more international scale with bigger questions.
Okay. And so what are the areas that you're focusing on right now? Like for folks that aren't familiar with the program, like what are the types of courses you're taking and what are your areas of study?
Yeah, so I'm really interested in cyber governance. So that is really my research focus. So I'm looking at how states, specifically Canada, are managing their cyber operations, managing conflict that happens within the cyber domain, managing the technologies that are used within that domain, and how that sort of sets about domestic policies on cyber use, foreign policies on cyber use, and as well as Canada's role and interactions within the world.
And so what about that particular set of topics has led you to be interested in them? And why in particular are you focusing on those areas and not other aspects of cyber or global governance?
So for me, it's really important when you're doing academic research to really ground it in real world problems, real things that people are grappling with in the world, in their interactions, how they go about doing their business. So I think focusing on cyber, specifically cyber governance, is an important issue for Canada. Cyber is important for, you know, all aspects of what we do. It's important for foreign policy. It's important for defense policy. It's important for, you know, the trade and economy. So I think focusing in on this issue is sort of the way to go for future research, because if cyber is in all aspects of what we do, we're going to really have to understand how to apply it and how to use it.
Okay. So that's, I think, pretty topical given a lot of the things that have happened internationally in the last couple of years in terms of, you know, cyber attacks and the way that the whole ecosystem's evolved and the question about whether or not there's rules in there. So you've got a lot of different material you could potentially look at. I think you mentioned before to me that you're at the point in your PhD program where you're looking to put together a proposal for your dissertation and the research project you're going to do. What kind of specific questions are you looking at studying? And just kind of give us a sense of where you're going to focus your research efforts within that kind of broader framework.
Yes, I'm in the wonderful proposal part of my thesis. Yeah, so I'm at the stage right now where I'm putting together my research proposal, and then hopefully I'll be starting that coming in September, actually doing the research. So right now I'm just kind of looking at just the cyber landscape in Canada right now. So basically, you know, who are the actors who are involved with shaping this domain? So what departments, what, you know, what institutions, also looking at the different types of policies that are related to this as well, and just kind of seeing where those gaps are in between. Is there conflict between, you know, missions? Is there conflict between mandates? Is there competition between different actors, and try to define, you know, what the cyber landscape in Canada really looks like? Like, who is in this ecosystem? What do they want to do with it? You know, what are they doing with it? So I'm hoping right now that, you know, through some of my background research, that I can really find out where those gaps are. And in those gaps, hopefully my value added sort of for my research is to kind of illuminate what those gaps are and then come up with some solutions to fill them, hopefully.
Listening to an episode of Defense Deconstructed on the CGAI Podcast Network. These engaging conversations from the front lines of policy and politics are brought to you by the Canadian Association of Defense and Security Industries.
Okay, and so for folks that are listening that potentially have interest or work in this sphere, I guess from what you're saying, you're still at the point where you're trying to find out exactly what it is specifically you want to study. So if you are, if that's correct, are you open to suggestions if anyone listening has feedback for you?
Oh, absolutely. I am very open to connecting and to chatting about that. So like I said, I'm at the early point in my research where I really would like to know sort of what's happening on the ground. You know, what are people's thoughts? Like I said, who are the people and the institutions and the companies, et cetera, involved within this cyber ecosystem?
Okay. And so for folks that are looking to, that do have potentially suggestions for Kristen and what she's doing, her bio is on our website, and you can get in touch with her through us or your own Twitter and other social media platforms as well. So if anybody's got suggestions for her that can help her shape that research, that would be appreciated by all. And that's one of the points of the fellowship that we have, to try and connect younger scholars that are working in the field. So I guess one of the last things I sort of ask you about what you're looking to do with your research is, where do you want ideally to take the project in your PhD? Steve, do you have an idea about what types of things you'd be looking to do whenever it is that you finish? And as someone that's been an awfully long time finishing my PhD, I wouldn't want to ask you when that would be, but whenever that is, what is it that you're potentially looking to do?
So I'm going to knock on wood right now and hope that I'm going to finish within 2 or 3 years, but I'm knocking on wood right now. But we'll see. That's the goal. After I finish my PhD dissertation, you know, I'm thinking maybe I'll do a postdoc and try to stay in academia, but I'm also, you know, very much open to exploring opportunities in the government or in the private sector. I think PhD students now really have to be flexible, or, you know, graduate students at this moment especially need to be flexible in what they want to do and what they can do. And, you know, we really need to be adaptable at this point and really try to translate the work that we do in our graduate program, like I said, to these real world types of issues, these real world types of problems. So I'm hoping that, you know, after I finish my PhD, that, you know, my research can, you know, help fit in either to academia or in the government, in the private sector. So any one of those opportunities sounds great to me.
And so given the stage that you're at in your academic trajectory, I'm sure you've got a lot of books open in front of you at various points in time. But the easier question that we ask all our guests is the last one, is what you're reading today. And I based on my own experience, I suspect you might be reading something a little lighter in addition to the academic tomes. But Kristen, what are you reading these days?
Well, I want to say that maybe I am, you know, nose deep in academic books, and throughout the day I am. But I try to give myself a break from, you know, this heavy reading and just enjoy some reading for pleasure. So right now I'm reading a collection of short stories, including The Lamp at Noon by the Canadian author Sinclair Ross. So I think it's a nice summer read to read out on the patio.
Okay, now that's legal again.
Yes, my patio in my backyard.
Okay. Kristen, thanks very much for joining us today and talking a little bit about yourself and the work that you're doing. And best of luck over the summer as you work away on that PhD of yours.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Defense Deconstructed, part of the CGAI Podcast Network. Our guest today was our WIDS fellow, Kristen Chenke. If you like the show, please remember to rate us and leave a comment on your podcast app. And if you like our stuff, please feel free to check out our donation page at cgai.ca/donate. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. The podcast is brought to you by our team in Ottawa, and thanks go to the producer, Jay Rankin, and Drew Phillips for providing our music. I'm Dave Perry, and thanks for listening to this episode of Defense Deconstructed.